If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hey guys, it's Carly from Blake Farm Outfitters, and we're all about equipping the modern farmer. Our team is Nebraska's go-to for precision planting, SurePoint liquid systems, Green Eye spot spray, and more. So whether you're considering an equipment upgrade, adding new tech, or just need a trained eye to service what you have, check us out. Creep on us at BoykFarmOutfitters.com and get connected with our team of experts. We're excited to help you find what's next. That's B-O-E-C-K FarmOutfitters.com.
We're on the air.
Back. Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break.
Simple, you are an idiot.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We try to tell you guys every single Friday that there's a great place that people should be heading to in Ashland for lunch or dinner. And that, of course, is Ruhlman Steakhouse. Just off of Highway 6, where Sip went last night with the family. And, well, guess who's sitting to my left and your guys' right is the man that owns that place.
Phil.
Phil Ruhlman is in the building. Phil, good morning. Thank you for being here.
Good morning. Thanks for letting me drop in.
Well, you're always welcome here. If you want a great steak option, filet mignon, the Genevieve sirloin, which Sip gets at
Ruhlman.
Yeah, 100% got that last night.
I actually put it down in front of him. You know, when the food gets ready and it's ready to go, then my main guy yells hands, and I'm right there and, you know, deliver the food.
Hands. That's the signal. Hands!
Hands.
Oh, well, that's Sean. Incredible. Were you surprised?
Sean Lopez. He says hands. Yeah.
Nice.
Were you surprised that Sip did not get the cookie skillet last night? We talked about it at length about him getting it.
He said that they said the Sipple family refused to leave last
That's
night.
What it sounds
they basically
like to
refused to leave. They like locked that. The place down.
We were late though, right?
No,
just, you can say it. Yeah. You can say it. Okay.
I try to get out of there by 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
And but it's open till 10:30.
Oh, so, we could have stayed.
No, you could have stayed, but. No, we didn't. You didn't get the cookie. You didn't get the cookie.
No, because it was
kind
late.
Shocking.
He said they were very loud also.
Did we
confirm that at
thanks,
all?
Bill.
Yes.
Thanks. Was it
no,
troubling?
In fact, I was listening on the way down here, and the you're right. The energy is fabulous, and that's why I didn't put doors on that. It's called a private dining room. It's not really that private, but there's no doors on it, and people love going by. And the couple from Pennsylvania.
Yes, the couple that had told to stop in. Yes.
Yeah, they said... are you Phil, the owner? And I said, I am. And they said, well, Bill told us to come in. And so we had a great talk. And I said, so he said, yeah, I listen all the time. We moved to Pennsylvania 40 years ago, but we come back for about 3 games a year. And I said, hey, Sipple's right here. No, we don't want to talk to Sipple. We'd rather talk to Bill.
Oh, come on.
Going, come on. What is that?
No, yeah. It's 100% fine.
Yeah,
it's not just, but that's not true in the real world, though. It may have been the Pennsylvania couple, but we know. Let me ask you this: was I speaking to a room full of people in Fremont yesterday? I don't think so.
That's true.
Yeah, that was.
Don't forget
that was our guy. That was our guy.
Yeah, I walked away. That was totally disrespectful.
We went. It's fine. We weren't too loud, though.
No, no,
okay.
No. It added.
Would you tell me if we were?
Yeah.
All right.
No, I would have. It was for a Thursday night. It was great.
You would have said pipe down in there.
Hey, you had a big crowd in there.
We
it was
did.
A big crowd. I was glad we had that room because I was looking around. And I was like, wait, there's no table here.
Yeah. We had a great crowd. And Thursday nights, we have acoustic music between 4:30 and 7. And so that fills the patio. And Shelby Hilt is an amazing performer, great friend of mine, and lead singer in my band. She does
lead
it every
singer
Thursday
Phil,
night.
Remember, Phil has a band. That's right. All I remember
don't forget that.
Acoustics.
Yeah.
Now, Sip wanted you to come in because you're a big part of aging gracefully today, right?
Well, Phil's aging gracefully.
Well, he is. Yeah. That's
yeah.
a given.
Yeah. The only thing I really had was I'm going to check myself on the use of midgets more. I'm not going to use the word as much. We did talk
probably
about,
smart. Yeah. Probably a good thing to pay, you know.
I didn't think this is going this direction. Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, just I saw about yesterday.
Because, yeah, that's kind of that word's it's kind a of word. Been, that's why it's no longer used in baseball I thought anymore about, either.
Oh, no, well,
Legion baseball.
And then also midgets. I used to type it in all the time. You don't remember this maybe, but I remember at the newspaper I worked on what's called the agate page, the scoreboard. Yeah. An Eagle Raceway would call, and one of the categories was midgets, yeah. you know, midget classics, yeah. midgets. Yeah. So that, and then last night we were talking about a lot about midget football. But back in the day
in Columbus,
yeah, when I was driving home, I thought part of aging gracefully is I'm not going to use the word midgets as much.
There's no chance that happens.
But you've midget football over. Was a big part of our life yeah. in Columbus, and a lot. Of my, you know, interaction with
Haas?
No, with...
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Door-to-door sales with adults was I sold for midget football.
Were we selling candy bars?
Yeah. Yeah. So midget football is a huge part of my life.
You know how nice it is when someone shows up at your door selling candy bars? Because right, I look at my wife like, well, we got to get candy bars. You know, I got to buy these. These kids are out here humping it. You know, I thought, so I get some. And it's really nice that my wife's not home and I get them. They don't know that I have them. Stash them, Phil.
So that's all. I mean, and Haas was there. And one of me and Haas's biggest fights, he used to call me popcorn head midget.
Yeah.
You're a popcorn head midget because I had real curly hair.
Uh-huh.
So, it used to be a word in our, just used to be a word.
Have you talked that one out yet with Haas or not?
Yeah, we worked talked it
are
out.
We over that at
yeah.
all?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you grew your hair out right now, just didn't cut it for 6 months, so would it get all curly again?
Yeah, it wouldn't go down. It'd go up. Yeah.
That would be incredible to see you all of a sudden be like 6'1". You'd look like you're 6'1" with the hair.
All right, that's aging gracefully. No, I'm not going to use the word midget as much.
So this is the last time?
Yeah. Yes.
I doubt it. I think you said 47 times a segment.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's it, though.
This is the last hurrah. That's yeah. good. Phil, what's happening tonight at Ruhlman's?
Yeah, what's going
packed
on? This
house
is,
tonight?
This is Michigan Eve. We've already talked yes. about this.
You got short pants on.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's an honor of my brother.
Do you see
Paul.
The truck he pulled up in?
Yes.
I thought it was the state transportation. The transportation guys are here. Giant truck.
Jeez, Phil.
Yeah.
That's the shorts in honor of my brother Paul. He okay. he wears shorts every day,
no matter what. One of those
yeah.
guys.
Yeah.
Is
yeah.
that right?
I think if it's 10 or 20 below zero, he might yeah. put pants on, mm-hmm. but he's so maybe. Like he's. Really stubborn. So, Paul, he runs the Ruhlman's Meat Market.
Well, I've seen Paul. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You got to come in Ruhlman's Meat Market. The great thing about, we talk about the Eve. The Eve is get ready for the big tailgate. So, you know, I've got five brothers now. My oldest brother, rest in peace, passed away last week. Big Husker fan. My brother Joe is a huge Husker fan. And his son, Mike, who's my godson, has been the stage manager of College Game Day ESPN for 22 years.
Whoa. Yeah, this is the first we've
that's
heard of
this. That's pretty cool. I didn't know
yeah,
that,
the
Phil.
First stage manager.
This just came up, Phil.
That's kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
Phil.
Stage manager.
This might be as big as you inventing Gallup.
Yeah, it's right there. And he's, they always call him out.
What's going on right
they
now?
They always call him out, Mike Ruhlman, and, but he has been stage manager. And the crazy thing is how that happened was he's in a fraternity 23 years mm-hmm. ago.
Okay.
And what game day used to do is they just call ahead to a fraternity and they go, we need 20 people to show up over here, help set up. And so he went over, just volunteered. And he said, you know, I'm a senior in college and how do I get on here? And they said, yeah, we don't really have any job openings for you. He goes, okay. So he just followed him around in his car for a full year. Yeah,
it's like showed a Bill up Bush move.
Wherever yeah. the game was, he showed up. And they said, we're in Tuscaloosa yeah. today, and you drove all the way from Lincoln yeah. to volunteer? Yeah. They said, yeah. They said, all right, we got a job for you. Yeah. So he started just doing that, signed on. Now he's been the stage manager.
God.
And anyway, that's my my godson, Mike. But yeah, it's my older brother. But so Friday nights is get ready for tailgate. We do a big tailgate. We've been doing it our whole lives.
At Ruhlmann's.
At Ruhlmann's. Get your stuff. Get your stuff. Get your wings. Go in and talk to Paul and say, okay, I need the, for tomorrow's game, I need the meatballs. I need the wings.
Get the meatballs.
I need the burgers. And Paul will set you up. So you got
Keneally beef.
Keneally beef. You'll get everything for your tailgate right there at Ruhlmann's. And then go have a big game, and let's get out of here with a victory tomorrow.
And come back for dinner.
Yeah.
Right? So you game's go, over at 6 o'clock tomorrow night.
So you go to that little market.
Yes.
Yeah.
You that's, go that's in and you just say, hey, Paul, nice shorts.
Okay.
And, Paul's very welcoming.
He is. No, he's a,
but he's a guy is. In shorts. That tells you, that's how many times you see a guy in shorts in January, and you're not going like, I kind of like that guy. He's just no personality. It tells you his personality right away.
Yeah. But, you know, get your,
really
get your tailgate stuff at Ruhlmann's. Get ready for the tailgate. And Paul sets you up.
Hey, awesome. Phil, Highway thanks for
Phil, thank you.
Thanks for saving aging grace.
Phil, yes, when do we get to meet your godson? Because I'd like, that would be a time of, when's he going to come back at some point in time? I'd love to sit down at Ruhlmann's with him and ask him some Lee Corso questions and different stuff. He'll have a thousand stories.
He's got a thousand stories. And, again, over the last 22, 23 years, when he's not setting up the stage, then he ends up, because he ends up driving these people around. And he also, he's not only because he does game day and he does stage for Monday Night Football. He is the stage manager for Monday Night Football.
Wow.
And then when he's not doing that, he does the Golf Channel. So he's, if there's something in sports, he's the stage manager.
And what's his last name, please?
Ruhlmann.
Of course it is. It just makes sense. I'm telling you, the answering of the phone, like he did with the fraternity, I did that twice with when ABC or whoever would come to do a game, which wasn't very often. They'd come in like that. Cheryl Miller called me. She was doing the games at the time, and then so did Dick Vermeil. And so, like, so they call the GA, and he wants to talk about football. Then when they came into the office, I would take him around Lincoln. And so, take him around Lincoln and show him the campus, walk him through the weight room and all this stuff. And that was just because they'd call into the office, and our good friend Kathy Woody would field the call. And so he'd be like, oh, you talk to Bill Bush. And so I'd take the phone call. And then next thing
that's
you know, I'm talking to Cheryl Miller.
Wow.
And stuff.
Phil, thank you very much.
We went too long.
Derek Bombeck and Song of the Day is next, an early break in the ticket.
Thank you, Phil.
From unsolved mysteries to unexplained phenomena, from comedy gold to relationship fails, Amazon Music's got the most ad-free top podcasts, included with Prime. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.